Okay, let's hear now about government employees on their way back to work for the first time in 16 days. NPR's Allison Keyes is near the National Mall in Washington, D.C. There's some office buildings south of that open space and a subway station there. Allison, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, it's early, but anybody heading back to work?
Actually, traffic around here looks normal for the first time since the shutdown. I'm sitting in front of L'Enfant Plaza, which serves several offices, including the FAA, the Department of Transportation. There's some Department of Education offices here. The shuttle buses are arriving and picking up federal employees. People are coming out of the subway station smiling with their government IDs on, and people are pretty happy to be back.
And
I spoke to a guy named Bob Zielinski, who said he got a lot of work done around the house during the furlough. No golf, but he's very glad to be back and getting a paycheck, even if it's a partial one.
No golf, what a disappointment. But there were people who really suffered some hardships during these almost 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks.
Absolutely. A lot of the businesses in this area had a very hard time. I spoke to restaurants around here who had to let employees go. A lot of restaurants had to cut back hours. The nail shops, the cleaners had nobody in them because people couldn't pay their bills. In fact, I just spoke to the gentleman that sells hot dogs around here. His name is Sammy Solomon. He says he lost 70% of his business during the shutdown. He said he came down a few days, but there was nobody here. He is very, very much hoping to have a regular day today because, like he said, he doesn't get back pay.
Okay, now there's no physical damage, of course, but I wonder if in some ways, Allison Keyes, this situation is like the cleanup after a storm. People are going back to work. They need to restart projects that were interrupted or stopped. They need to catch up on back work. There's a lot of adjustment needing to be made.
Most of the people I've spoken to this morning weren't so worried about catching up on projects. They're worried about catching up on pay. A lot of people didn't spend money while they were off. They took things to the cleaners but didn't pick them up. And people were more concerned today about whether or when they're going to get back pay and how that's going to work out. One gentleman I spoke to said that he's due to get a paycheck on Tuesday, but he thinks it's only going to be 2 days of this week. And as he said, he's already late on his rent. So that's more what people are concerned about today.
Oh, so it will take a while to process the paychecks and actually get people caught up.
Absolutely. But people are very, very, very glad to be back. And actually, the people that weren't furloughed, like I talked to a gentleman named Jay Braddy, who works for the Department of Homeland Security. He said his office was kind of like crickets the whole time. But he and a lot of other people I've spoken to this morning are not pleased with how the settlement went. They are worried that they're going to be back in the same position next year.
Well, Allison Keyes, that's an interesting concern that people have. And, of course, that's one of the questions as to whether when new deadlines come up next year, if lawmakers will approach them differently or if we could face the possibility of another shutdown. But give me a sense here before I let you go. You've been in this city the last 16 days. You live around here. You have a sense of what the city is normally like. How strange have the last 16 days been in Washington, D.C.?
It's been like a ghost town. You would feel like you could ride your bike down the middle of the expressway. That's how empty it's been. The restaurants in the neighborhood have been empty. The grocery stores have been empty. No lines anywhere. It's been a very, very strange place to be. It feels normal, though, today for the first time.
Yeah, and I guess we should remind people in Washington, D.C., it's commonly said there is only one industry. I mean, there is some tech industry as well. There are some other industries, but Washington is a government town.
Yeah, although tourism is also a big issue, and that has also been an issue because the Smithsonian's and the other museums were closed. So the mayor has been talking for many days about how much money this has cost the city and how it's made the city look nationally because people were canceling trips, hotels were losing money. It's been a big problem.
And just very briefly, if you know, are the museums going to open on time this morning?
As far as I know, they are opening on time, although there are a few that aren't. I think the National Gallery of Art isn't opening until Saturday.
Okay.
The National Zoo isn't opening until tomorrow.
Okay.
But as far as I know, the Smithsonian is opening on time.
Allison, thanks.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Allison Keyes.
Let's go now to the Arkansas River Valley. Farmer Robert Stoba is worried about the backlog created by the government shutdown. He's busy harvesting rice and soybeans. The timing of that work is crucial, and the timing is off because he's been waiting on approval from federal inspectors who have been furloughed. Stoba told us the end of the shutdown doesn't mean his wait is over.
Well, it's just going to mess up the timing of it all. You know, we'll have to get in line behind everybody else that's in the same situation that we are. You know, they're going to have all this backlog of work that they have not been able to do because they've been on furlough. And, you know, when you're working within the confines of Mother Nature in the farming business, sometimes she's not all that cooperative.
Robert Stobaugh from his family farm in the Arkansas River Valley.